What's up, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here. Sorry for the late start. I'm about an hour later than usual. 11 a.m. instead of 10 a.m. A lot going on in my world. Just needed to bump it an hour. Thanks for your patience. Hope you're all doing well. Welcome to Packers Daily on Cheesehead TV social channels. Monday through Friday, it's what we do. We talk some Packers. Good to see everybody already in the comments section mixing it up. Talking Maurice Hurst. That seems to be the hot name because, yes, he was released by the Raiders yesterday. I'd be surprised, actually, if the Packers were to make that kind of move. It does make sense. I think getting another big body in there probably makes a world of sense. And you guys know I've been banging the drum to get Kenny Clark some help. But I just don't see them making that move at this point. Maybe after the draft. But and after they make some adjustments contract-wise. But I can't see that they have the maneuverability, the cap being as it is at the moment. Now, maybe they would make some other kind of adjustment to, say, Aaron Rodgers' deal or extending Davante Adams, et cetera. But at where they stand right now, I just don't see how they have the room to do it. Not that I wouldn't welcome it with open arms. An hour later, don't lose hope. Not on pizza day. Never. Never. Morning, Nags. Morning, Sandy. How are you? Thanks for stopping by. Hope you're well. Another successful date night. Yes, Kevin. Actually, yes. Very successful. What's up, Robin? How are you? Nags. Paul, what's up, man? I bet Snacks comes back after the draft if they can't get something better in the draft. Kyle, I got to think it's a possibility. It is kind of a precarious situation with the fact that it, you know, he was sitting out for such a long time and then came back and played somewhat sparingly in Seattle, could barely get on the field with Green Bay. Now, as a team that was pretty desperate for his services, one would think. So I don't know. And this was after basically a year-long, you know, pursuit by Brian Gutekunst. So it's clear that Brian really wanted to get him in the door. And then he finally does, and now he's back out as a free agent. Who knows? And I have seen reports saying that he is interested in continuing to play at a certain number. I don't know if that's a number the Packers can realistically afford. So, yeah, I'd be totally down for a return of Snacks. Throw him in the mix there with that new defense. But I would be surprised. I think it's going to be much more about the draft when it comes to stockpiling the defensive line. Cowabunga, dude. Cowabunga, man. How many draft picks on the opening day roster? Oh, we got to find out how many they pick first, right? Because they have 10 selections, but I'll be shocked if they exercise all 10. But I'll go with 6. How's 6 sound? 6 sound good? Yeah, 6. 6 is good. Name that movie. How likely do you think it'd be if we took interior offensive line at 29? My number one draft crush is Dickerson. I'd be surprised simply because their MO has traditionally been to find their interior guys on day 3. They've done a fantastic job throughout the years, in both under Ted Thompson and Gutekunst, of finding guys, usually college tackles, that they project in to play inside at guard. And they've been really successful at it. That doesn't mean that it'd be completely off the board. If, say, there's somebody sitting there, an interior lineman, who they have rated incredibly high on their board, and it's just they feel the value is way too good to pass up, I guess it's a possibility, but I'd be pretty surprised. They've traditionally used first-round picks or of that like ilk for tackles, pure tackles, guys who they want to come in and play tackle, hit the ground running, and they're not messing around with what they're going to do. But we'll see. I mean, you never really know how the board is going to fall or where the value might lie. But yeah, overall, I'd be surprised if they went that route. All right, what else we got here? Dave, thanks for the super chat. Is there any quarterback in the last 30 years whose career would not have been ruined had they been drafted by the Bears? Oh, man. I think Aaron Rodgers would have transcended it. I really do. We're all joking and stuff, and I get it, but I think Aaron would have made it work. It would have been scary. Thank God. Thank God we didn't have to deal with that. Uncultured Barbarian, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. With Lane Taylor signing with Houston, does that show the Packers are high on their young O-linemen they already have? Pappies. Yes, very much so. I think it's a combination of the fact that, yeah, he's coming off another season-ending injury. They no doubt have faith in their young guys, their draft choices from last year, along with the depth that they already have. I don't think it's a knock on Lane. I just think it's, yeah, they've drafted for this very reason. You know, at some point you got to move on, start playing your younger guys. And I think that will be the plan this year, no doubt about it. Oh, let's see what else we got here, my fine feathered friends. Remember, Bakhtiari was a day three pick. He certainly was a fourth rounder. Weston, thank you for the super sticker. Very much appreciate it. What was the idea behind releasing Wagner? I am confused. Brandy, it saved them money. They had to get under the salary cap. And releasing him, not to mention he had been ruminating about retirement, and he's towards the end of his career. I think they probably had a talk. I haven't heard any quotes from Wagner, but I do think he was kind of leaning towards retirement anyway. And so, you know, give him his release, save that money on the cap. That's kind of the thinking there. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Can you tell my coworker, Thomas Jacobs, how terrible the Cowboys are? He's lost. Man, there's no reaching a Cowboys fan, especially if they're diehard. You know they're lost. You know, that's okay. It's all right. But here's the thing, though. The Cowboys are terrible because they're the Cowboys. They can still be a very talented team, which I suspect they're going to be this year. I mean, don't forget how injured they were last year. I know everybody likes to pile on Mike McCarthy for being Mike McCarthy, but I mean, he was piloting a ghost ship last season. So let's see what happens this year, because I think if, you know, Dak comes back healthy, that offensive line, most importantly, stays healthy, they're going to be cooking with gas on offense. They just got to be competent on defense, and they can win a bunch of ball games. So I'm not sitting here going to say, I'm not ESPN telling you they're going to win the Super Bowl or anything. I'm just saying they have a lot of talent down there, and they're not to be completely slept on. Unculture, thanks for the super chat. I hated McMahon when he was with the Vikings, but I popped when he said that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. Warms my heart. It was pretty great. William, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, do you think we need more presumptive starters from this year's draft? No, not at all. If you're counting on starters to come in right away from the draft, you're a bad football team, most likely. Not always. There are going to be guys where, let's say you plop in, you select a guard, and he comes in and fits in right away, and he plays all 16 games, and you know that was a hole you just needed immediately filled, and you found it in the draft, probably earlier in the draft. That does happen on good teams. But for the most part, if you're looking for multiple starters to come in and hit the ground running and just contribute right away at a high level, you're probably a bad football team. Now, there's always going to be exceptions to the rule, of course, but for the most part, and this is what the Packers have always done, or have done most recently, the most recent vintage of the Packers organization, they're going to develop these guys. They're going to bring them along. You're not looking for instant starters from the draft. You're looking for guys who have been drafted and are in your program already to step up and become starters, whether it is an A.J. Dillon, whether it is a Sternberger at least offering, you know, a 1B to Tonyan's 1A at tight end. Sorry, guys. That's where you're going to get those contributions. That's where you're going to see people step up. It will be great. It'd be gravy if you got, say, a rookie wide receiver to come in and light things up, or you found a corner who could play opposite Jair right away, immediately. But that is not the expectation, nor should it be. That is not how they operate. MVS could explode this year. Yes, yes, he could, in the best of ways. I'm sorry, I disagree with this assumption. And that's okay. We can disagree. I'll be right, and you can disagree. It's cool, man. It's all right. I think Runyon starts at right tackle week one. That's a possibility. It's a possibility. I tend to think they'll probably put Turner at tackle. And I understand what you're saying. Probably it's a competition in camp, right? And you would assume in your scenario that Runyon's going to win. I think they really like him inside. One of the things they talked about when they drafted him was his ability along the interior, what they projected to be his ability along the interior. We saw that week one when he was pressed into service after Lane Taylor went down. And a couple other times throughout the year, I think they'd stick with Turner at tackle. But you never know. They might get into camp, and you're right. Maybe Runyon absolutely lights it up. And hey, there's another young guy who was drafted last year who would be developing into a starter. Amazing, right? Absolutely amazing. We do need a starter on the defensive line, though. Yeah, Walter, I would agree with that. However, you can't deny that they got to the NFC Championship game, to the precipice of the Super Bowl, with the guys they already have. And I'm not sitting here telling you that that is okay. And that is, you know, okay, done and dusted. And we've brought those guys back and everything's cool. I'm not telling you that. I am saying you can win with the guys that they have and the continuing development of a Kingsley Keke. That's what they're going to count on. I, more than anybody on this earth, want them to get Kenny Clark some help. You guys know that. But it's not going to be the sky is falling if they don't. Just remember that. La, 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 la. John Runyon deserves to be starter. Probably. We'll see if he earns it. Do the Packers ever let a rookie play more snaps than the others? They use them very sparingly, as far as I can tell, right? Yeah, I mean, it does depend on the rookie sometimes. There are some times when guys come in, though, and they just – Greg Jennings is the one that always pops to mind, man. They inserted him right away, like at all three positions. And that was back when they tried to train guys up at one spot first before they moved on to training them up on others. Greg came in, knew all three spots, or trained at all three spots, and played a boatload right away because he was so good. And I know Packers fans don't want to admit that, but he was so freaking good. But yeah, there's, you know, there's been times like, don't forget, remember the year where they drafted HaHa Clinton Dix? And I know it's a different system, it's a different team. I get it. Different scout, you know, different coaching staff, etc. But, you know, HaHa Clinton Dix came in and he was drafted in the first round. They desperately needed help at safety. And he still didn't start right away. Yeah. It's just how it's usually been. Now, maybe LaFleur kind of speeds things up a little bit. But I tend to doubt it. We'll see. Uncultured, thanks to the Super Chat. Remember when the DIC lost their mind when they drafted Gary early? And last season when they blasted all those late-round O-line picks? Pepperidge Farm remembers. I don't remember the blasting of the O-line picks, but I do remember the blasting of Gary, no doubt. Darnell played a ton. Yes, Kyle, that's a good one. Darnell did play a ton right off the gate. Joan, hi, good morning. 3 days in a row. What have I done to deserve this? Be still my heart. Hi, Joan. Reports put, hey, reports, Tony. I don't listen to reports. Put Osa Odighizuwa in a 4-3. Is he too light to play next to Kenny? Means he's quick. I don't think he's too light. I love it. Get him in there. Let him be freaking disruptive. Quick off the ball. I love it. Yeah, you're not too light for me. I'm all in on it. Anyone else so sick of the reports on Aaron and his contract? Yes. Welcome. Welcome to Packers Daily. This is, you have reached the right group. Yes, we are all sick of it. 1,000,000,000%. There's no question. Osa can play anywhere. Love him. I tend to agree. Does anyone know anything about Stepanak? Not really, Thomas. I mean, you know, he came back last year, came off injured reserve. I know he had a brutal injury at the end of his college career. He practiced for a few weeks, but then they put him back on IR, and that's all we know. So we've never really seen him on the field because he never, you know, obviously didn't practice the entire 2 weeks of camp that we saw last summer. So he's a big unknown at this point. It's going to be interesting to see how he hits the ground running whenever they get back on the field, but especially in training camp this summer. Does Lane Taylor's departure make it more likely that we'll get an O-line early, or does it not move the needle? No, it won't change their draft plans at all. Like, that's not something that makes you go, oh, gosh, we have to make sure we get an offensive lineman early in the draft. We are a talented guy, etc. You know, as we've just been talking about, they've been drafting. You know, they've got a pretty decent stable of offensive linemen already in-house. Obviously, they need a tackle. There's no doubt about that. But that was going to be the case whether they brought Lane Taylor back or not. Lane Taylor was going to be solving the tackle issue. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I wish him well. Love Lane. Great guy. Happy he's got a gig down there with Campy. But it doesn't really mean much for Green Bay at all. He ain't heavy. He's Max's brother. You guys are great. Say the Packers don't take an offensive lineman until the third or fourth round. Do you think that will be a sign that Bakhtiari could be ready for the start of the season? No, Justin. I think that would be much more a sign of how the board just happened to fall. I don't think they're going to reach for an offensive lineman because Bakhtiari is coming back from an injury and they, you know, want to find a long-term answer at right tackle. They can still operate. You know, they can kick out Elton Jenkins to left tackle at the beginning of the season. I don't think that's going to, you know, Bakhtiari, the timing of that injury sucks. There's no doubt about it. Not only for the fact that they didn't have him in the NFC Championship game when they really could have used him, but the fact that it happened so late in the season that there's zero question he's going to probably miss at least one, if not two, maybe even more games at the start of the year. That throws a wrench into the works, obviously. But that's not going to make them reach. That's not going to make them go, oh, we've got to get a tackle. You know, they cannot, they have the guys on hand to make it work. Now, obviously, you want to continue adding depth, et cetera, but it's not going to be reach to, you know, a need reach just to do it. No, that won't change. Can Fortunato play offensive tackle? The long snapper, the big off-season acquisition. You better believe it. Who's your favorite corner we have a shot at? Samuel, Newsom, Molden. We can get any of them. Yeah, I said on my Draft Crush video, if you haven't checked it out, watch it here on the YouTube channel. I love Asante Samuel Jr., and I get he's small-er, and I get he's, you know, a little undersized as far as your typical, prototypical guy. But God damn it, I love his game. I love watching him play. That guy is like one of those firecrackers you just let loose, man. I put him and Jair on a defense together. Oh, baby. Give it to me. I love it. He's my, and that's not to take away from those other guys. And I think Newsom's awesome. Like there's a lot of talent there, but I just love Asante Samuel Jr.'s game. I just think it's so great to watch. It's like, he's got infectious energy. I love it. Best player available as long as it's Barmore. Brandy makes it easy. That's good. Have a great weekend, Melissa. Great to see you. Thanks for stopping by. Could the Pack go for offensive line kid from UW-Whitewater? Look like a killer at the Senior Bowl. Assume he is a late-round diamond for wherever he goes. I don't know if he's a late-rounder, Blake, but I loved him at the Senior Bowl. His Senior Bowl stuff was great. I obviously haven't watched a whole lot of UW-Whitewater, but I know the scouting community freaking loves that kid. So I don't know how late. I don't know where in the draft he's projected to go. Man, I would absolutely flip and lose my mind if the Packers landed him. That would be great. It would be phenomenal. He's a big heart, though. Yes, exactly. William, thanks for the super chat. Are we getting new jerseys this year? I don't think so, William, but it's early. Yeah, the Packers don't have to announce that kind of thing for a long time yet. So at this point, I don't think so, but we'll see. We need an O-line Jesus. Nags announced Keenan Allen to the Packers. Steven, I wish I could, because holy cow, they would absolutely destroy. That would be amazing. He and Devontae on the same team. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. What else we got? I got time for one or two more, and then I'm going to get out of here. Clearly, I'm not biased. Nags is on the clock. Oh, I love these. Barmore, Cosme, or Newsom? Barmore. What's the pizza place for tonight, and how many pineapples are you adding? No pineapples. I would rather die than put pineapple on my pizza. And we always go to the same brick oven place here in Astoria. We've been going there forever since the girls were little. So that's where we always go. Paul, thanks for the super chat. Happy Pizza Friday, Nags. Do we need to start a new fund so you can get your own personal pie with more than just cheese? That's not a bad idea, actually. Because, you know, just 2 weeks ago, I was saying to the girls, like, oh, man, can't we get some pepperoni or something? No. No, it's got to be just cheese. Oh, yes, please. Pizza fund. That's way more important than the Pappy's fund. All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. I am sorry I was an hour late today. Life intervened, but all is well. Please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then, you know what I say, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Have a great weekend, everybody. Go Pack, go.